Okay, today is our seventh shiur on Hanukkah. Would you believe that? There are 8 days of Hanukkah, but we only had seven shiurim. Tomorrow I'm not going to be here. We're going to have a special, super-duper shiur about Rabbi Michal. But I want to share with you, for the last few minutes till Mincha, if you abstract, I emphasize that word, concepts relating to Hanukkah. Today is the seventh day of Hanukkah. Is there any significance in the seventh day of Hanukkah? And we know that the eighth day, this is Zos Hanukkah. This is the big day. The first day of Hanukkah is very significant because the first day of Hanukkah is not really, there's no need to celebrate. That's the question of the Beis Yosef. There was enough oil to last for one day, so the first day there's no need to celebrate. So why are we celebrating the first day of Hanukkah? Okay, so that's a very significant day. Obviously, it stands apart from the other 7 days. The eighth day, as you just mentioned, is Zos Chanukah. It's the end of Chanukah. It's the day when we lane on Chanukah, Zos Chanukah HaMizbeach. We come to the conclusion of the laning. Okay, and what about the other day that is significant? I think by far, the most significant day is the fifth day of Chanukah. We're already 2 days out. Why is the 50 the most significant? It can never come out on Shabbos. And that's why you give Hanukkah gelt. You don't want to cheat your grandchildren. They know the 50 of Hanukkah, they get the Hanukkah, because if it would be the other day, they would lose out on that year. What's another reason why it is significant, the 50 of Hanukkah? Because it was the day when Beis Hillel overpowers Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai starts 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. Beis Hillel is 1, 2, 3, 4. So a 5. So when you come to the 5th day of Hanukkah, Beis Hillel has 5, Beis Hillel has 4, Beis Hillel has overpowered Beis Shammai. That's a very deep, it's a very, very deep concept. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we have to try to lower the decorum. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, raise the quorum. Lower the volume, raise the quorum, please. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, it's getting a little bit out of hand. So this is the fifth. So fifth, that is a very deep concept when Beis Hillel overpowers Beis Shammai. I saw yesterday another fascinating idea why the fifth day is significant. This is very deep. It's the day, think about a regular menorah. The truth is it applies to a menorah that has but a regular menorah, you have 4 candles on the left, 4 on the right, and in the middle you have the shamas. That's the classic menorah. You can have all one line. What do you do on the fifth day? You go to the left. The fifth day of Hanukkah is the first time when you begin to conquer the left side of the menorah. Even if you have a menorah that has 8 menorahs in one row, you can divide that into 2 parts. There's the right, and there's the left. Al pi halacha, when you light the menorah, you start from the right. The first night, you light the nair that's on the utmost right. The second night, you go to the second nair, and you move to the right. But you always bear to the right. When you come to the fifth night of Hanukkah, you cross the highway. You now go to the left.
I told you if you want to pierce.
Why is that significant, going to the left? It's very significant. Because where do you put the nair in the menorah? On the left. So the left is a very dangerous place. You don't want to be in the left. you don't want to be on the left. You want to be on the right. The right is what does it say in the pasuk? Bimina b'smola is osher v'chavot, and in the right is, I forgot how to hear the pasuk. You want to be on the right side. The right side is where it's on the left. That's the left. The right side is Orech Yamin b'mina b'smayla oishav v'chavan. Orech Yam doesn't mean stam long life. It means life olam haba shukula orech. So that's where you want to be. Not oishav v'chavan is only temporary. It's not. This is not the nitzchias. Orech Yamim olam shukula orech. Yam shukula orech. That's nitzchias. That's the right. So even when so where is the Ner Chanukah? The Ner Chanukah is on the left. The mezuzah miyamin, Ner Chanukah is small. But even though you're lighting the menorah on the left, no, it's not really the left because you're still a shtickle on the right. You write the menorahs on the right side of the menorah. But when you get to the fifth night of Chanukah, you're entering the danger zone. It's the left of the left.
Right.
It's already the real left. It's the real left, and therefore that represents the koyach of Chanukah, the Erev Chanukah. The the Kiddush of Hanukkah can protect you even when you go out into the danger, into a zone that is dangerous. The left of the left. That's not really our topic. That's just bring out this idea, this concept, that every night of Hanukkah has its own significance. The first night, the eighth night, the fifth night. And that takes us to our topic. What about the seventh night of Hanukkah? Is there any significance in the seventh day of Hanukkah? So the truth is, I think it's the most significant. Because the Neros of the menorah correspond, the Neros of our menorah, we lighting the Zecher for the Neros in the Beis HaMikdash. And how many Neros were in the Beis HaMikdash? Seven. So how much more significant can it be than today when we light seven Neros, we're lighting seven Neros corresponding to the seven Neros of the menorah. Now let me elaborate a little bit more. There's a very difficult pasuk. All of the Darshanim, they pick up on this. I'm reading you the beginning of Parashas Tehalayischa, which we're going to lay tomorrow. Tomorrow's laying. Daber el Aaron v'yamarta elav b'ha'alayischa es haneros. When you light the neros, el mul, you light the neros el mul pnei hamenorah. Yiru, you shall cast light. Yiru. Now, what is it? What would you write? What would you write if you were writing this pasuk? You were writing this pasuk. What would you write? Yiru. It says here shivas haneros. What should the pasuk really say? Yiru sheshes haneros, because it says el mul, all of the neros shall be directed towards the center. El mul pinei. What's the pinei hamenorah? The center. The pinei hamenorah is the center branch. How many neros are being lit towards that center branch? Six. And that's the way they were faced. The Gemara makes mention of this very clear, that the six neros all were tilted towards the center ner. So the pasuk really should say mul pnei hamenorah yiru sheshes haneros. And yet, what does it say? It says shivas haneros. What is going on here? It's a very difficult pasuk. So of course you can try to be creative in how you translate that. Even the middle ner is also towards itself. Okay, but the Darshanim, I saw by Wolfson, by Moshe Wolfson, he says an amazing thing. He has a chazal. If not for this chazal, you couldn't say such a thing. And l'osid lavo, the menorah is going to have eight neros. Shocking statement.
Yeah.
That just like, even though nothing is going to change, we have a halacha, the Torah doesn't change, but we do have Mamori Chazal that musical instruments are going to change from seven strings to eight strings. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu, that Shlomo HaMelech, we know that Moshe Rabbeinu enlarged the Mizbeach from the size of Moshe, from Shlomo enlarged it from far, but from the size of 5x5 to a size of 28x28. We do find expansion. And one of the things, he has a source for this, that there's going to be the expansion of the menorah from a menorah of seven neros to a menorah of eight neros. And he says this is alluded to in this pasuk. This pasuk is where we find a source. Because the pasuk says, "Da'aber el aron v'yamarti elav halos neros l'mul pnei hamenorah yiru shivas haneros." You can translate the pasuk simply, shivas haneros, in a creative way, that the seven, the middle, the ner in the middle. But on a deeper level, this pasuk alludes to Yimos HaMashiach when there are going to be eight neros. Now, how this works, I don't know. How do you have seven? You know, it's space is l'mala min. It's not. You don't have to worry about the physics of how you have seven pointing towards the center, because I do. I don't have the sefer here. I have it at home. I do have it at home, where he quotes this chazal that there is such a thing as going to be eight neros, and it's alluded to in this very pasuk. El mul pnei hamenorah yiru shivas haneros. So Mashiach comes, l'natzecha l'shminis. Will come to a world of eight. The Yom Tov of Shmini Atzeres represents this concept. All of our holidays, everything in this world is seven. Seven represents the shleimus of Teva, of the natural world. With the coming of Mashiach and Olam Haba, there's going to be a concept called eight. Eight l'malim derech
Teva.
Seven plus. A whole new world. A whole new thing which we have no understanding, but we have in the Torah. Shmini Atzeres. Bayoyim HaShmini Atzeres Tiyelochem. And the menorah will capture this dimension as well, by having eight neros, And all the seven neros that exist in the menorah today are all really being lit towards reaching that ultimate goal of the Pnei HaMenorah to number 8. That is what this pasuk alludes to. El Mul Pnei HaMenorah, which does not yet exist, which is in preparation, which is number 8, Yeiru Shivas HaNeros. The seventh day of Hanukkah is really the full fulfillment of this pasuk, because the seventh day of Hanukkah is where we reach the end of nature, and this is all giving us a preparation and laying the foundation to come to tomorrow, which is the Shemini of Hanukkah, which represents this concept of Sechel HaShminis, represents the ultimate Yemos HaMashiach, what we call Zos Hanukkah, of the Pnei HaMenorah. So today is B'haloitzcha Es HaNeros of Yeiru Shiva HaNeros, all bringing us and concluding the preparation to bring us to Yemos HaMashiach, which will be the eighth Ner, the eighth Ner. Okay, now I want to give you one other to continue this idea. Now let's explain something else. We know that in the menorah, in the Beis HaMikdash, there were two different kelim. There were three kelim, but there were two. Let's focus on two kelim in the heichal: the menorah and the shulchan. The menorah was lit how long? Daily. Was there a miracle that happened with the menorah? Yes. Bizman Sheyishol Eisim Essential Makim. The Ner Maravi would last for 24 hours. The Ner Maravi only had enough oil to last for 6 hours, but there was a miracle. The miracle was that the Neros lit 12 hours longer than their limit. 24 hours. And the Gemara comments that this miracle served as, what the Gemara's words are, Eidos Shehashchina Shoira Al Yisrael. It's testimony that the Shechina is resting on Klal Yisrael. Okay, now we're right alongside the menorah, we have the Shulchan. And the factor makes it very, very clear that the Shulchan shall be positioned directly opposite the menorah. Torah in Parashas, Parashas Tetzav, I think it says that when you light the menorah, make sure the menorah is lit. You arrange the Shulchan shall be arranged right opposite the menorah. There was a miracle that occurred with the Shulchan as well. What was the miracle? The bread was prepared on Friday. They came back 9 days later. Right, the bread was prepared on Friday. It was put on the table on Shabbos. It was removed. It was removed the following Shabbos. And when it was removed, it was still steaming hot. And when Bnei Yisrael would come to the Beis HaMikdash for Elil Regel, they would take out the bread from the Shulchan. They would present it. They would show it to Klal Yisrael. And they would see that even that 9 days later, there's still steam. There's still steam rising from the bread. And they would say to Klal Yisrael, look at this miracle. The bread already has been baked 9 days ago. And today is the day we're going to distribute the bread. And it's still steaming hot. It's still fresh. Ru'u chibaschem lefnei hamakom. Now, donuts don't even last 6 hours. After 6 hours, they're stale. They're the worst. Donuts are the worst. They don't last more. But the bread, this bread lasted for 9 days. Ru'u chibaschem lefnei. Look at your chavivos, chibaschem, your love lefnei hamakom. Okay, so now what? So it comes out that there were two miracles. There was a miracle for the menorah, and there was a miracle for the shulchan. The miracle of the menorah, it lasted for 24 hours. The miracle of the Shulchan lasted for a week. When it comes to the menorah, it says Eidos, it's testimony. And when it comes to the Shulchan, the miracle is described as Chiba, is love. Now, how long is the Avoda of the Lechem HaPanim? It's very interesting that it's 8 days. It's true, they bake the bread a day in advance. The baking of the bread is not the Shabbos, because you can bake the bread in advance. But when was the bread put on the table? It was put on the table on Shabbos. When was it removed from the table? Shabbos. So what is the cycle, the avoda cycle of the bread? 8 days. It's an amazing thing, because we're so accustomed to relating to the number 7. 8 is something which is l'mal miderech hateva. It's But 7 is what we're accustomed to. But yet the lechem of the shulchan, the lechem and the shulchan aponim, it was done in cycles of 8. And what happened during these 8 days? There was a miracle. And how is the miracle described? It's described chiba. Ru'u chibaschem lefnei hamakom. And where was the shulchan arranged? The shulchan was arranged opposite the menorah. What do we know about Chanukah? The Rambam, the first, the Hakdama to the Hilchas Chanukah, what does the Rambam say about Chanukah? It's a classic Rambam, which every darshan begins. The Chanukah is the mitzvah chaviva hi ma'od. L'cha'ora, the Rambam made a mistake. The Rambam should have said that it's Eidos. Just like Chazal tell us that the Ner, when it lit longer than it should have lasted, it's Eidos Shashchina Shoyer B'Yisrael, the Rambam should have said that it's Eidos Shashchina Shoyer B'Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought about this miracle, the Ner was lit for 8 days, not just. And yet, what does the Rambam say? It's Chaviv. So where does the Rambam, what's the Shaychus, the Chavivos? So I think it's Poshet. Well, the Rambam really got, the Rambam got his Makar of Chavivos from the Shulchan. Because the Shulchan, the cycle of the avod of the Shulchan is 8 days. That's the natural cycle. And this natural cycle, Bizban Shay Yishol Isra B'Zen Shalmakam, involved a miracle. And the miracle was that the bread stayed fresh for all 8 days. That's a miracle. And how did Chazal define that miracle? Chavivos, love. Look how much Hashem loves Klal Yishol, He serves us fresh bread. And the Rambam saying that since the number 8 is used, a miracle of involving number 8 by the Shulchan is Chavivos, that Chavivos was transferred over to the menorah. So what's the common result? It's not just Eidos Shehashchina Shor B'Yisrael. It's that the Shechina is Shor B'Yisrael with Chavivos. It's one thing Hashem, He rests the Shechina on Klal Yisrael. But the Shechina, Yontov of Chanukah, there's a Chaviv, it's the Shechina, it's a two-step process. The Shechina is Shoyron Klal Yisrael with love. The whole year round, the Shechina is Shoyron Klal Yisrael. Bizman Shabbat in the Shekaya. 24 hours, wow. Chavivus is a different Indian altogether. Just because of the Chavivus. Chanukah is the combination of these two that go together. Why am I telling you this? Because today is day 7. The whole Yom Tov. Let's go back to Parashas Vayishlach very quickly. We're out of time. Parashas Vayishlach, when Yaakov Avinu prepares to meet Esav, he divides up his four wives: Bilhah, Zilpah, and Rachel and Leah. Where does he put Rachel? He puts Rachel at the very, very end. Where does he put Leah? Second to last. Then comes in front was Bilhah and Zilpah. Rashi comments, why did Yaakov arrange them in this order? Acharoin, acharoin, chaviv. And how do the average person translate this concept? That who's the most chaviv? Who's the most chaviv? Rachel. I told you this, right. But I'm applying it. I told you this, but I'm applying it mamash in the 7. Yes, yes. Right. I'm running out of time. I'm very bekatzer because I want to relate this to Chanukah. Who's last? Rachel was last. She was the most precious. Right? Yaakov only wanted to marry her. The brothers hated Yosef because he was the child of the most precious wife. That was the whole fight with Reuven. Reuven changed the mita, changed the bed. But where does Rashi say the word acharon, acharon chaviv? Look at Rashi in Parashat Yitzchak on the Dibur Hamaskel of Leah. Leah was second to last, and on that Dibur Hamaskel of Leah, Rashi says acharon, acharon chaviv. You would have expected Rashi to say the words acharon, acharon chaviv in the words of Rachel, not the words of Leah. And therefore, this leads some people to suggest. I heard this from a person. His name was Rabbi Victor. Zechar Levracha, Chover Chaim Victor, Zechar Levracha, Achron Achron Chover does not mean the last. It means the second to last. And that's what Chazal say, Acharon Acharon. The last is the most Choshev. The last, you Choshev. But Choviv, when you're at the very, very end, there's too much ceremony. It's too abrupt. The Chavivus comes when you're winding down. It's a very deep idea. When you're winding down towards the end, the second to last is the most chav, acharon acharon. And indeed, Leah was the most chaviv, because Leah gave Yaakov 6 shvatim. Half of Klal Yisrael came from Leah. So Leah was more chaviv. Rachel maybe more choshev in the eyes of Yaakov. But the most chaviv, the one who gave Klal Yisrael 6 children, was Leah. And therefore, Leah is the most chaviv. Chanukah is a mitzvah chaviva hi ad me'oit. It's a mitzvah chaviva. Why is it chaviva? Because the number 8 is associated with chavivos. Why is it associated with chavivos? Because of the shulchan. The shulchan, the bread was warm for 8 days. And that chavivos was transferred over to the menorah, the eder she'ashchin ha'shar b'yisrael with chavivos. And what is, so this, what is, we have 8. You have 8. So when is the chavivos?
7.
Acharon, acharon, chaviv. The whole essence of Chanukah is chavivos. The chavivos that the Shechin Yeshur and Klal Yeshur. Where is this chavivos expressed? Acharon, acharon, chaviv. Shvihi. It's the seventh day, the second to last day, because this really is the Hoshana Rabbah. It's the Hoshana Rabbah. Tomorrow is Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres we're not really ready for. It's just a dugma. It's a dugma. What's going to be Lasa Lavo? The most that we can relate to in this world in preparation and doing an avod, the preparation for the Zeis Chanukah is Shvihi. Is Shvi Shal Yerushiva Saneros. It's the Acharon, Acharon Choviv of Chanukah, which is a mitzvah chaviva me'oid. Okay, that is my var for today. Have a wonderful, I'll see you at the show on Friday.